I stopped to fill up my car with my two young daughters and their friend in the back seat. But I had a major problem. I could only pump $2 worth of gas before it stopped pumping. I realized then that I must only have had $2 left in my checking account. For the kids' sake, I held back tears, though inside I felt like crumbling. My husband had been laid off during the height of the Great Recession, and suddenly everything seemed to change. I took a second job to put food on the table and pay bills. I suppose it may have been a coping mechanism, but I constantly dreamt about what we would do once Dave found a new job. Buy a new sofa, go on a vacation, replace one of our old cars. Finally, after about 2 years of putting my life on hold, I came to the slow realization that this was my reality. This was my life, right here and right now, every day. It wasn't starting up again once we had more financial security. It was happening, and I was letting it slip past with my constant focus on the future and on what we lacked. I was living with scarcity in real economic terms, and I was having a hard time accepting that situation. I needed to adjust my attitude and understanding of my life dramatically in order to move forward. So I turned to the practice of gratitude. I started by making two lists. I thought about all that I didn't have, what was missing from my life, the lack of vacations and new sofas. And then I thought about what I had. Two amazing daughters, a husband, a home we could heat in the winter, a secure job, wonderful friends, my family, my health, a walk around Lake McIntosh, mountains, and the list went on. What I realized was that my list of what I had was much longer than the list of what was missing. And even more than that, the things I had were much more meaningful than the things I was missing. I quickly concluded that I had a lot to be thankful for, even while living with scarcity. It was only a few years later that I learned about the idea of living with an attitude of abundance instead of with scarcity. But I didn't understand what that meant. I immediately dismissed it as a privilege of the affluent. After all, if you can't put more than $2 of gas in your car, how can you not live with a sense of scarcity? I remained very skeptical of this whole idea of cultivating an abundant mindset because I knew what it meant to live with real scarcity. I didn't understand how to get from scarcity to abundance. Now, I purposely chose this theme of abundance for my first turn as a worship associate. I knew I needed to wrestle with this concept. I wanted to understand what living with abundance meant and whether I could have some of that in my life. After thinking more about it, I realized my practice of gratitude was living with an attitude of abundance. Of course, what did my two lists tell me? That my life was full. It was abundant in the things, experiences, and people that really mattered. Without even realizing it, without calling it that, my practice of gratitude was also a practice of abundance. I still practice gratitude even more and more as time goes on. The key for me is to really stop and to recognize the abundance all around me. This is now part of my mindfulness practice. I stop and I acknowledge the beauty I see every day, all the ways in which I am happy. This could mean having a belly laugh with my kids or watching peppers ripen on the vine. It might be having the time to actually slow down and enjoy cooking a meal, or reminiscing with old friends, or being inspired by one of our Sunday services. Giving gratitude for all I have in my life has allowed me to see abundance everywhere.